how you can develop the continuity of cultivation when you are back to your worldly life or when you are back to your normal living. Some of you may be working, some of you may be retired, and some of you may be doing other things, could be housewife or whatever. But whatever it is, to maintain the cultivation is not difficult. First thing, do you remember when you take the Bodhisattva vow, what did I told you? After that, what must you do? Every day, do for about 6 months until you stabilize it. So only today I saw Han with the yellow card here. Understand? Maybe the rest do in your room. Got it? So make it a point. Understand? It's for you. Understand? You are not doing it for others. Because to really plant the seed of Bodhi, you must really devote the sincerity, the faith, and do. Understand? Until you understand this clearly, stable. You know why or not? If this life also you cannot understand, after you take birth, you think you can understand? It's not easy, but if you have developed it until you are very stable, very skillful, then no matter when you take birth, that Bodhi mind with all these Adithan and all those things that you have developed so stable, they will be activated. They will arise. Understand? So first thing is, those who have taken the Bodhisattva way, remember to develop Bodhisattva vows, yellow card. You have to develop the faith, the sincerity, that perseverance. Just do it. Initially is, you do about 3 to 6 months. If you really sincerely do it, it should stabilize. Then, like many Kayamita told me, no need to see the yellow card also. They know what that thing is. Understand? Like this morning I share. If without looking at the notes of the Heart Sutta book, you take out a piece of paper, blank, clean slate, you try to recall. If you don't have the understanding, you use memory on understanding. But if you have the understanding, no need memory. Because this whole thing come out, yes, you saw it, understand? So this one also same, Bodhisattva vow. You must stabilize it until it becomes very clear to you, until your faith or sincerity, then you determine, persevere, aditan. Then only this one become like, because you aspire to be a Bodhisattva by taking the four basic vow and the other right view. You make aspiration, then ask for forgiveness, then the additional vow. So all this is going to train you to develop all this understanding, and because you aspire or aditan, evoking the power of merits and wholesomeness, then that sincerity will move heaven. That faith also will move heaven. So when you have the faith and the sincerity, you will go all out. If you have that type of mind, you will plant that Bodhi mind or Bodhi citta deep into your nature. And this one will be activated. The moment it's activated, you are home already. Life after life, whether you choose to come or you have to come, that understanding is there. So this one, spend 3 to 6 months, stabilize it. Understand? So this one, up to you. Early morning, you wake up, you want to do also can, inside your room also can. Or you go to the altar also can. Or evening, before you sleep also can, whatever time. Then when you are free, look at the card. Then recite it. Then after that, try to close the card, take out a piece of paper, and try to recall. Initially, you have to recall, because not stable yet. But when you do until you become like very clear, very familiar, no need memory or anything. You can recite straight away. And you can actually, without resorting to memory, all this will come out. Okay? Then second thing that you have to do is, 3 to 6 months, you know, I no need to explain now what is a 3 to 6 months. You have to do it daily. Daily. Number two is have a good daily religious routine. This daily religious routine is very important. This is to maintain your cultivation, your heedfulness, your mindfulness. So what normally I do is, this one my teacher Achayantra also reminded me, a good religious routine. So what I did at that time was, every morning I wake up, I determined to be aware. Then after I wake up, I need to go washroom, I settle everything. Then the first thing I do is, sometimes if my bladder is not too urgent, I pay respect to Triple Jam first. You no need to run down to your altar, no need. Wherever your bed is, after you arise, wherever the spot facing any direction, you just pay respect. Then after you pay respect, because this will keep you develop the awareness of the four posture, every action and whatever. So the moment you wake up, you become conscious, you develop awareness of your posture. Then observe with the silent mind how you arise. If you have a blanket or a comforter, how you actually move it away, your body and mind as one. Then initially very crude, like not a smooth flow. But later on, it's like slow motion or no. But everything is at the normal pace. So it's like ta 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 ta. Just like poaching report, the vibration, it's not no sound, but inside there activated. So when you are able to do that, you realize you like very mindful, aware. Then after you move your comforter or your blanket, then how you turn now? Then how your hand, one of them on the bed, to support you, and how you come out now? All this movement, like slow motion or no? You know that when? Then how you sit on the bed. As you age, remember, don't immediately stand up. You know what happened? You immediately stand up, what happened? Your blood pressure cannot regulate, no? Understand? So people, elderly, I also didn't know until when I was 60 years old. Then I realized, last time immediately come out, I can just do what I want now. Now, got to sit there at least 5 seconds or 10 seconds. Then slowly, mindfully stand up. Then check whether your head, the pressure has caused you to be giddy or what. So all this, when you're young, you do, you don't have to worry. Then I remember, I was so mindful, aware. The moment I wake up, become conscious, the first thing is awareness of my posture, then how I move, that observation. That's why I can see there was no mental intention to go to the toilet. Understand now? It's the tactile from the bladder that actually conditioned me to go. Never intending to pee. Understand now? It's the tactile urgency. Then the mind got a choice, the awareness got a choice. If I heedless, how I actually go into the washroom and how I do the nature's call also I would know. Only until you release the thing, then only you feel. But you are totally unaware. But when you do your awareness, I tell you, totally different. Then after that, you want to brush your teeth or whatever. Again, every action are mindful. Then your hand reaching out to take your toothbrush, you won't make mistake one. Because you are not thinking, then your hand go, you take what also you don't know. Sometimes your toothbrush got something there also you don't know. Then sometimes instead of toothpaste, don't know what went in. Understand? No? Then the worst is that while you are thinking, you put the toothpaste supposed to be in the mouth, you know where it went. It kena your cheek, or sometimes your nose. Because you try to think, then do the action, you are not aware. When you are preoccupied with that, all these become mechanical. So not accurate. Just like just now the gas canister, Alicia was trying to put it in. Because he don't have the spec. There's Sui go, oh yeah, not connected. Go in already. So this is what Dhamma is, existence and life. So when you are mindful, aware, then all this become like simple, easy. So what happened is, after that, how I mindfully arise, like I explained, then how I stand, how I walk to the washroom, how my hand go to the door, how I turn the door, not push it in, then all the movement until I sat on the WC. But before I sit, I got to do something else. That one no need to describe. Then after that, I mindfully answer nature's call. Understand? Then after that, I do what I have to do. Then I ready to wash my mouth. So everything is with awareness. Then how I rinse my mouth, everything is with awareness. Then I finish how I actually clean up my hand and all things. Everything aware. How I go to the tower area. Then after that, the first thing I do is I go to my altar. Go to my altar. At the altar, what I do? I meditate. Initially, in the early day, I like to do metta first. Then I do some chanting. Chanting is to develop the faith, sadha virya. Then after that, sit, meditate. Meditate can be 10 minutes or 15 minutes. No need to be too long. Relax yourself. Then when you pay respect, you bow, you develop mindfulness on without you knowing. And when it settles into a routine, that routine will make you mindful throughout the day. Then I realized after that, when I move around in the house, I also mindful. Then how I go and take my car key mindfully, it's not I want to be mindful. I just walk normal. But everything is mindfulness. Then how my hand reach out, last time don't have the what, you call what, remote control. In the early day don't have one, physical key one. So how my hand actually hold the physical key, go to the door there and put into that one, then turn, then the talk sound, the conscious of it, then the hand open, then how you mindfully move in, which leg go in out, then how you sit on the driver. Then you fully aware. Oh, then that time you start your car engine, it's fully aware. You're not lost in thought. All this, how you do also, you don't know. Very habitual, mechanical. So after that, when I drive, I was very aware, very mindful. And at one time, I was with this mindful, like, impossible for me to have accident. Understand? That's why you can ask my wife. I think easily 30, 40 years, I have never accident. No problem, nothing. It's because you have the ability to be aware and you know how to drive. Then you're like very alert or not, attentive or not. Then very clear. Then you drive fast also, not scared or not. Yeah, you're very confident. Yeah, you are aware, heedful. So all this you can develop. So good religious routine means what you do throughout the normal day. Okay? Then whenever you wake up, develop that mindfulness. Then after that, go to the altar, pay respect, then meditate. After that, do your chanting. If you want to do your chanting first, then meditate also can. Then after that, closing puja. Understand? Transfer marriage, share marriage also. So all this may take about maybe 20 or 25 minutes or 30 minutes at the most. But if you are working, you don't have the time, then too bad. But you have to make time. Especially for those who already semi-retired or retired, you don't have much duty. That's why the chanting, you remember? Karaniya Metta Sutta of the duty, Anasana. That is to give you the time, the space, and the condition to actually cultivate. Then after that, all these are meritorious sections. Then the first thing I do is, before I go out of the house, I pay respect again. Yeah. I mean, when I'm under training, now no need to train it, so I don't do all these things already. But during the 86 to 89, I non-stop every day, that was my routine. Then when I reach office, I meditate. Then exactly, office open, I on the light. And my secretary know. Then only he bring in the file, he bring in my drinks, everything. Then I attend to people. Then when I was in the office, the phone ring, I conscious or no. Then after that, I later on develop awareness of it. No? Not only conscious, no? Awareness of it. Then how my hand reach out to the phone, how I bring it to my ear, and how I answer, how I develop the awareness to listen attentively, then only I answer. Very different, really. Then I become very efficient. No? Then when I move my hand to take my drink or what, I aware, everything aware. Then I realized the mindfulness came. No? Throughout the day, I was aware, whatever I do. So if you can have that type of routine, that one is morning. Then how you go to office and all the, on a holiday, you didn't go out, then you stay at home. You develop the mindfulness and the awareness of what you do throughout the day. Even when you want to take a rest, lie down, develop awareness. Take bath also, develop awareness. Answer nature call also, develop awareness. If you develop all this, it becomes a part of you. Then your sati, mindfulness, become continuous. Then what I do is normally at night, right? At night, I will actually, before I sleep, or sometimes I have to wait for my wife to sleep. Then middle of the night, I wake up and do the meditation. Yeah. But after Ajahn Yantra told me the routine, at night also I meditate. Then I share merit, transfer merit. Before that, I do metta also. Then in between, I maintain mindfulness. So you have to develop it. Then I like to bow. Bow. Because when I take refuge, Shen Hua said, minimum 10,000 bow within maximum 3 months. That time I remember, every day I bow until the sati come, body and mind is one. Pay respect is a meritorious action. Understand? Bowing, exercise for our body, train your mindfulness. Develop humility. So much benefit. So develop it. Then initially I remember, develop the familiarity of whatever you do at home. You cannot be mindful at home. When you walk out, there is no way. You don't stand a chance. Understand? That's why when I become very stable of all the things I do at home, then I extend it out. Means how I go and get my car key, how I actually, the whole process. Although I describe all this, it's not slowly do all this. No, normal pain, just walk like that. The awareness is there. Then you sit also, you're fully aware. You start your engine also, all this fully aware. The thought is not there. You hardly think. Once a while, the memory come, no problem. Like, it remind you, oh, this morning got meeting. But you won't go and continue the thinking anymore. You don't go and arise the thought to worry, oh, yo, I didn't prepare, I must call my secretary. No such thing, man. You aware, you take your time, man. Forgot lah, understand lah. Go there, only settle thing lah. Then be sincere. When people come, I'm not ready for the meeting, understand? But it's bad. But most of the time, I know what to do actually. When I reach the office, I open the phone very fast, I will know. Then the meeting is not immediately at 8:30. Most of the time it's 9 o'clock. So I have enough time. So all this is how you develop the understanding and how you train. So this will develop into a daily religious routine. To develop what? To develop daily mindfulness. Understand? To develop daily mindfulness means sati sambandhana, mindfulness and clear comprehension. Sati sambandhana. Then the third one is actually up to you, how you want to actually improve on what you do. Because sometimes you need to live life, you have duty, understand? So while you are working, while you have duty, you must also develop the ability, even you are a housewife, to be mindful in whatever you do, understand? Washing car, washing plate, washing your garden or what, you look at Tang Jia. After he do all the chanting, you think he rest and sleep. You all have been observing him or not? The whole temple, no, kitchen, external, all in the rain also, Papa Sri saw. And I went down, I saw, every time I go down, I saw, man, he has been doing it. And you see, he very mindful. He spray the water, all those things. I think water free. He used so much water. The fish pond also, you all observe or not? The fresh water keep on coming down. I don't know where they got the water. Maybe mountain water. Must be, Oh, they have a pump. I saw the pump. And the fish, so alive, so lively. And when I went there, wow, you see the fish, the way they swim, so natural, and so agile, so lively. When you are mindful, this type of thing cannot run from your awareness. There is joy, like you are one with that movement, so graceful and so natural. Like, not the one with the thought, thinking, 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 lifting, lifting. Very unnatural. This one, like you see those people, good at sport, they are so graceful. Like what they call skating or what, so graceful. Yeah, they have mindfulness, understand? And they train. Every now and then train. The swimmer also say, badminton player also say, table tennis player also say, the footballer lagi terror. Understand? The type of shot that went in, you really take off your head. Means they must have trained themselves for very long. But these are what they call mechanical training. So mechanical training means they continue to do it like bowing. Bow until body and mind as one. Then what happened? The awareness come, no? Their awareness is not samasati, you know. It's sati, but it's not samasati. Why? Why is it not samasati? Well, they didn't use to the direct seeing, you know. They didn't use to be aware and to learn, no? Theirs is to be good at game, no? Why? We are so graceful, everything is in sati. So the spontaneous one, no need to think one. You smash, you know how to return one. Want to go basement, go basement. But he's so skillful. So he uses sati to develop that gracefulness and the efficiency to play game one. That's why the Buddha qualified sati as sama sati. You mechanically train until the sati come, then you don't know how to use it to develop the wisdom, no, the direction. Because you play game, you want to be champion. Understand? So that's why meditation must be done with understanding. So when you have sati, it doesn't mean that you will become heedful. You use your sati wrongly. You just want to enter competitive, you call it competition, to be the champion. But more important is, whatever you do, that can make you mindful. That's all. So to develop the daily mindfulness. So this one is up to you. Up to the individual to devise your own mindfulness training. This one actually, when you understand, is quite easy. Like what I told you, when I went to the office last time, I go there early. Then I meditate. Then office start, I develop mindfulness also. Then after that, when I go home, also say mindfulness. Until I go to the car also mindful. How I drive home, also I'm mindful. Okay? Then in between lunch break, especially Friday, I will sit there. Because lunch break very long. 12:15 to 2:45, I mean, something like that. So it's up to you to devise. Then if you want to do bowing, you are at home, not working, or what, it's up to you. Then whatever you do that can develop the training of the daily mindfulness, training of the daily mindfulness, use it. Understand? Not? And the okay, good. Good. Luckily you asked. You see. Walking first. Huh? You just relax, understand? Not? Then like the Buddha says, standing, aware. Okay, aware of your posture. Looking forward, aware. Understand? Then walking, aware. So walk lah. Why must slowly like that? Understand? Bowing also same. Whether you chant or you don't chant, no different. Maintain awareness. So walking means I walk with full awareness. Understand? Then when I'm aware, what happens is all this movement, how my leg, the birth and death, and all the intermediate movement, my awareness is real. I walk until the body and mind is one or no. Bowing also same. Understand? Not? Like I told you, Namo Bensi Si Jia Moni Fo, then you bow with awareness. Then after that, you come out also with awareness. Then you just do. Don't try to know. Remember? You can do it better because you cultivate affinity, understand? Or? You develop the faith, understand? Or? Otherwise, you like that, how? No faith, understand? Or? No affinity. While you can do it with that one, why not? Like you have faith in Guan Yin, yeah? Homage to the Guan Yin Bodhisattva. It's not going to take long, understand? Or Namo Guan Sing Pusa. Then Namo Bensi Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Amitabha. Up to you, understand? Then when you walk naturally. Until body and mind is one. Don't go and allow the thought coming, am I walking correctly? Is this sati? Is this what Brother Teo say? Means your thought is actively doing it. What I say, don't try to know. Don't try to do. Just walk like the instruction. Standing aware, walking aware, breathing in aware. Just aware. Finish. So you lie down, that time is the best. Where we have to sleep, we have to rest. Then when you lie down, you know what happens now. Relax, maintain awareness, you enter sati straight away. Understand? It's very relaxing. I know, you asked the question, bowing,
yeah.
Whether stand or just stand, the five-point prostration.
Bow, stand and bow.
No need. Up to you. Whatever that is convenient. The Mahayana do that because they were taught that tradition. Understand? So we all Theravada, five-point prostration. You know the 5 points? You Anjali lah, that 5 points. 1, 2, 3. Body and head, understand? The 5 points was there. You just bow lah, understand? No need to stand up, then slowly go down. Of course, there was more movement, understand? Then the Tibetan worse. They lie down flat some more. Then 3 steps, 1 bow. Walk 3 steps, go down flat again.
That means kneel and bow is good enough.
Good enough.
Okay.
Most important thing is you Hokkien.
Yes.
Mai Chai. You know, no. Don't try to ask whether you are in sati or not, whether you do it correctly or just I already give you the understanding. You just do. Do until body and mind come as one. You will know one.
So that means one bow and just mention Namo.
Yeah. Namo Sakya Muni Buddha also can. Understand? No need Bensi, understand?
Okay.
Namo Buddhaya. Namo Buddhaya. Understand?
如果是那个观世音菩萨。
Namo 观世音菩萨。
不用大慈大悲观世音菩萨。不用。
那个是你要禅定的时候, 你 recite the whole thing 吗? To remind you of her quality, you know? So when you Guan Siying enough already, understand?
Okay.
Like Amitabha enough already.
Okay. Then Namo Amitabha 还是什么?
Yeah, Namo Amitabha. Namo means homage, understand?
Okay.
No? I pay homage to thee, understand? No?
Okay. With regards to the specifics, I think as long as the intention is sincere, you know, it's fine, because there was a Jataka story where there was a lay person doing the chanting, and she was chanting, someone pointed out to her that she was chanting one syllable wrong. But when she was chanting, there was some resonance. I think there was like vibrate or some, jumping or something. When she chanted the whatever they told him, there was no faith, so it didn't jump. There was no reaction.
Correct.
So
that's why your faith is very important. You pronounce wrongly, you also never mind. Because your faith is there, understand? So there was a case, a Zen story, you listen. This nun, every day chant. Then there was a Zen master who know that nun, after so many years, so old already, still not enlightened. So how to teach her? How to get her out of the delusion? He make it a point, every day he chant, when he was in the midst of chanting, like enjoying already, because actually he is not mindful, she is not mindful, she don't know what she is chanting, we have no faith, nothing. So this master, the mother, he will come to the door and knock, cock, until the lady come and open the door. He said, what do you want? Then he said, no, I just want to see who is chanting. Oh, the nun get angry. You cultivator, you chant. Then after that, the nun went in, thought reprimand and he won't come. He come and knock again. You know how angry the nun is. Then for the third time he do that. Then after that, the Zen master told her, he said, I come and knock three times. You already angry and tabli tahan now. You every day non-stop you call the Amitabha, but you are not mindful. It's like you knock his door, is that not? This is what you are doing, is it? But then the nun look at him, I chant wrong. Because you are not mindful, you are parroting, is that not? Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha. You're not developing mindfulness, understand or not? So this is like, you knock on the door, if Amitabha exists, let's say not the nature, he listen also, he's scared of you, understand? Every day non-stop, understand? So the Zen story is meant for you to understand. When you chant with understanding, understand? When you have the faith, like Sui said, Jakarta, sorry, the bean also jump. No? The one no faith, one won't jump. No? That's why there is a response. No? Then a lot of things in Dhamma training or teaching is like that. So the other thing that you can do is, because throughout the day, the four posture you do very often. When you are in the office, you sit very often. Then you need to go toilet or you need to go and answer phone call or whatever, or you need to go and collect things. Understand? Like we all here, we got our schedule. So you come in, you pay respect. Understand? All these are wholesomeness, meritorious action. Then you relax, maintain awareness, listen to Dhamma, also meritorious action. Then in between, we got meditation, you develop awareness, also meditation. So everything you do, as long as you are mindful, aware, you are training the mind to be aware, stabilizing it, then you will develop heedfulness. So when you lie down, you are so relaxed, don't try to know, don't try to do, what happened? What happened to your mind? It developed the ability to be aware. But initially, you have not done this before, you fall asleep, it's so nice, understand? Like, so conducive, relax, then especially the weather is so nice, so conducive. Then I saw most of you all lie down, you got a cloth over there. That one keep you warm, no? They say,
Can I understand if I chant like a baby like that.
Yes, correct. Correct. Baby cannot know, because the brain still empty. No conditioning, no knowledge. Then like you are dead. When you are dead, listen, a dead man cannot respond to the sensor. Ichi also be bad. Understand?
Okay, understand now.
So whatever happened, assume you are dead. Understand now? So there is a consciousness inside there that is conscious, where your awareness not developed yet. So you conscious, understand now? It's okay. Then whatever you conscious, normally your brain is so conditioned, like it's, you want to go and think, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is that? Whatever you perceive, you want to think. Then sometimes fear arises. How come got this type of sound? Somebody breaking into my house or what? Or some very loud sound suddenly, what the hell is happening? That's why you panic. But when you are aware, you won't be panicking. You're just aware. Like you did, don't have moto, that's all. Then continue, aware. Means what? You are deconditioned your heedless thinking. But now you live life differently. You no longer think, perceive, react to what you perceive. Then the mind that think a lot on, like, dislike, all the hindrance come up, hinder you from entering the meditative state. I saw you try to lie down. Effective or not? You feel good or not when you lie down? The thinking less or not?
No, the past few days was not. That's why I asked. I told you like the memory keep coming.
I know that one when you're sitting in there. When you lie down?
Lying down also.
Also like that. Wow, means you're too cao la lo. Your memory.
Yesterday you were saying like, don't think. So just now I was thinking, so don't think is like baby lah.
Correct lah.
Baby.
Yeah.
Don't know anything what.
So baby Tracy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
But okay. When you can do that, you start to become different. Understand?
Okay.
Because your mind has a new conditioning. You condition yourself not to think, which is very good. I'm a baby. If the thought comes, I'm a baby. The thought comes, I'm a baby. Understand?
Yeah,
like, I am dead.
Yeah,
I cannot respond.
Easy.
Easier. Then after that, you listen, you go and find out. Within like 5-10 minutes, you realize all the thinking slow down. Then suddenly become very quiet. That time you like to meditate. First time you feel the stillness, the tranquility, like no thinking one. Means what? No stress, nothing. You feel so good.
Okay.
Then you become heightened, sensitive, your senses all. You have nothing to cloud you, you are not lost in thought already. Then you become attentive, you become mindful. After that, whatever comes to your senses, you aware already, no more conscious, understand? You maintain consciousness initially because you scared you go to sleep, understand? But don't worry, sleep, you're tired. Then a point of time will come, then you become conscious again, understand? During that time, conscious means develop the thought to say, okay, I'm aware of what? My posture. My posture means you don't verbalize anymore, your awareness feel the bodily posture, understand? Then how you come out, how you move, all the activity aware. When you aware, you cannot think, isn't it? Try, do that training.
But I'm not afraid to go to sleep because I have difficulty in sleeping.
Oh, very good. This anapanasati or relax, maintain awareness will make you sleep well.
Okay.
Then you sleep with clarity. Then that time, Casey snore, then you can record. If he don't agree, let him listen. Because men snore cannot hear their snoring unless they have awareness. Understand?
Okay, thank you, Brother Teo.
Thank you, Sadhu, for that good question. Okay, so now you understand these three things you maintain, because the trick number three, I want to make it optional. Everyone is different, understand? But if you have this first one done up, this one will be activated, your Bodhi mind. Not only this line, future line. Whenever you come, you have to come, or you choose to come. All this will move by itself. Then after that, if you do this, your daily mindfulness will stabilize, and you become heedful. Understand? When you are heedful, you are home. Then here, number three is, up to the individual. Means everyone is different, correct? No? Up to the individual to devise your own mindfulness training. Because some people are very conducive to do bowing. Some chanting. Some anapanasati. Understand? No? Then some with a religious routine, you understand, right? You can settle down very fast. Then throughout the day, you need to stand, walk, sit, and lie down. Understand? No? So this four posture is meditative posture. Then after that, we develop the consistency to connect all the intermittent three movements. That's why my teacher say we choose a when?
Every moment.
Every action, every movement in the present moment. Remember that. Everything aware. That's all. Blinking of the eye aware. Your hand, your movement aware. The morning exercise, understand or not? No thought, nothing. Just aware. Understand? When you do this, you reverse your conditioning. You become less and less heedless. You decondition your heedless thinking and you become very calm. Then you become like very different. Because you don't think already, your mind all will become different. No more activity means what? It has returned to its original state of true mind before the stirring, before the thinking, before the perception, before the activity of your sankhara based on your conditioning, belief system, your whatever memory, phobia, insecurity. All those things cannot come and disturb you. Well, you are not at the brain here to do the thinking. And I reminded you, thought is respond to all this memory. So next time when you are mindful, aware, when you already develop the training, you will come to realize you become different already. How come you don't react like last time already? No more of the time you don't think. Don't think means what? You are not up here. Understand? This one, thought respond to memory only when your consciousness is up there. Understand? Then it make you recall. Understand? Then if you perceive something, it trigger of conditioning for you to recall whatever. You need something to stimulate it, understand? That's why when I ask you, how come I come to here? How did I come to here? It's because I want to recollect why I share this Dhamma. Understand? Recollect means what? It's just like, I don't go here. But when you tell me, my memory come back. Understand? I recollected why at that moment, my nature speak and share this. It's all connected. But because my mind has transformed, my nature has transformed, it cannot remember what I share or not. The next moment are gone already or not. That's why it's non-grasping. The five aggregate is non-grasping. Feeling is pure feeling. Perception is pure perception. It's not something where you eagerly want to remember or no. Your brain cannot do that already. If I do that, I can feel the suffering, the misery. Even trying to be like attentive or trying to, they say, know, to perceive is suffering. You know. Then when feeling arises, it's very gross. You know. It's like, compared to the true maya, is the movement is very gross. You know. You don't like it. That's why think also like that, don't think also like that. Perceive also suffering, think also suffering, become conscious also suffering. Because the fine suffering inside there, when your mind transforms, you can feel it. So when you can feel the suffering, you are not so deluded until you allow this to continue. Yeah? Means you continue to perceive, but you cannot. Then the mind like suddenly become quiet. Then it realize, think also like that, don't think also like that. Then you might say, relax, maintain awareness, and let the stillness come back. And when the stillness comes back, when your wisdom is high enough, cessation, enlightenment in the here and the now will happen. Can follow? Okay. Okay. So now, at least I finished that part. So remember, continue your bodhisattva vow, stabilize it, then get a good daily religious routine, then whatever way that suit you to develop daily mindfulness to stabilize it, use it. Can be walking, bowing, anapanasati method, or mind sweeping method, up to you. Yeah, everyone is different. Okay? You will progress very fast. Listen attentively and just do like Pochen. Sadhu to you. The next time they see you, you become different. KC also will be surprised. So happy, huh? I know you got paid, otherwise you won't come and stay for 9 days going through all this. Especially someone who don't understand, cannot follow. You think you can stay awake? It's because something inside there is driving her to come. That's her. Then I saw the way she offered vow, so much joy, you know, understand? Don't know anything. But he like, you know, maybe this is what they do, in the past. You understand? That's why I see your bow. You think I just perceive you and then go and create story out here. No, I observe. Then my nature, no. Then inside there, rejoice, sadhu. Don't know anything, but a lot of joy when he make offering to Sifu. I saw a lot of them. Then, some different they want to offer, but the joy was not the level like she, you know. And so you can see or not, she very happy or and just then some of you maybe after you have been in the Dhamma very long, you feel like you want to make offering, so you make offering, then your emotion is not there anymore now. You have done it so often, no problem. Understand? As you develop understanding, as you go through the cultivation, you are transformed. In the early day, I remember, I also like to offer. I will buy the requisite, you ask my wife and Sui, their whole family, the monk come, Achayantra come, we offer. I use the lantern paper to wrap it, you remember? Sui. And this is what we do. So that time, the faith is very strong. Then we like to go to Katina. We like to go to spiritual trails. That time, that was the phase I was in. Then later on, after 1989, when I transformed, I realized their understanding differently. You want to do all this again. Like they say, got Dana, how many monks come, Sangha, very famous. You cannot really understand. Then sometimes I just silent, keep quiet. Then I allow nature to take its course. I just let things be. Got condition, the sign will come. So I just let things be. And you know what happened? If that monk or that sangha meant to be one, I will know one. Somebody else will come and talk to me again. Hey, Brother Teo, you heard of this or not? Then again, you don't take action. Another one will come on. Understand? Then I know already, meant to be. Okay, we go. Means got condition, only do one as well. No condition, just let things be. Well, by then you know it. One moment of pure thought, your wholesomeness is limitless. You somewhere interested in all these tinted merit and all things. But if got condition, I will still go. We are meant to be, like what we do. Qie yan, understand? You know why qie yan? Develop affinity, understand? Like Fachan Sifu also say, all these activities that we do, you pay respect, you offer, you rejoice, and all say, is the affinity that you build up. In future, this affinity will manifest. So all this is what Dhamma is all about. Okay?